The right backpack should not only fit your body, but it should be able to carry an assortment of necessary equipment you'll need on your next adventure. When choosing a new pack, consider trip length, frame design, the pack's ability to distribute weight, and hydration compatibility, among other things. Trip length will determine how much cargo space you'll need in your pack. If you're planning a day excursion, then you don't need a giant expedition pack just to carry a granola bar, water bottle, and rain jacket. You'll do really well with a day pack, with a capacity range of around 2,200 cubic inches or less, or about 36 liters. For extended weekend getaways, something in the 2 to 3 day range, a pack with a capacity of 2,200 to 4,000 cubic inches, or 36 to 65 liters, is large enough for you to pack the essentials with a little extra room for some personal comfort items. If you're hitting the road or the backcountry for an extended period of time, like a week or more, then an expedition pack with a capacity of 4,000 cubic inches, or 65 liters or more, will make carrying the extra load a lot more safe and comfortable. Internal frame packs dominate the market, making the traditional external frame models nearly obsolete. Internal frame packs keep loads stable and greatly increases your stability on uneven terrain by keeping the load closer to your natural center of gravity. A narrow profile allows the arms to swing freely and reduces pack snag when you're pushing through brush. Some packs are equipped with removable stays. Once they're removed, these stays can actually be bent to fit your back for a custom fit. External frame packs have many points to lash extra gear to the frame, but packs with internal frames, which we see mostly on the market, are built to store your gear in a variety of zippered pouches and stash spots to protect them from the elements, and they're actually inside the pack. That's another advantage over external frame packs. Because internal frame packs fit closer to the back, they can trap the heat from your body and can get really uncomfortable for that reason. Companies like Osprey are now creating ventilation systems that actually incorporate into the pack that create an airspace between your back and the pack to allow for more airflow and reduce heat from building up. This is an important design consideration, particularly if you plan most of your hiking in warmer climates. Another popular category of packs are the ultralights. An ultralight pack is one that specializes in one thing, being lightweight. Most models are meant to carry at most 25 pounds of weight with a cargo space between 35 and 55 liters. Ultralight packs usually have no frame, which requires you to pack your gear with care so that the load itself becomes its frame. Having a pack sheet, which is a piece of formed plastic that actually goes inside the pack, helps cut down on things poking you through the bag if you load your pack improperly. Ultralight packs are versatile and can be used for both backpacking and day hikes. A good backpacking pack should be comfortable and able to transfer weight from your shoulders to your hips. When measuring yourself for a properly fitting pack, you'll need to take a torso measurement. The industry standard for measuring torso length is to measure the distance between your C7 vertebrae to the iliac crest. C7 vertebrae, to locate that, simply feel the back of your neck and feel for the most prominent bone right at the base. To identify the iliac crest, you want to find the top of your pelvis. Just turn around essentially. You have your hands right on the tops of your hips. Your thumbs are going to point to where the base measurement is going to be taken. The measurement will be taken from your vertebrae down to this point in your back at your iliac crest. Having someone help you is definitely the best way to get the most accurate measurement, unless you're way more flexible than I am. Once you know your torso length, you can then refer to the manufacturer's websites to figure out what size pack is going to fit you best. A variety of packs offer interchangeable hip belts, so it's helpful to know your waist measurements. The majority of the pack's weight should be supported by your hips for maximum comfort. To find your size, take a flexible measuring tape and wrap it around the top of your hips where you can feel your iliac crest, those two protruding bones on the front of your hips. Hip belts can accommodate a wide range of hip sizes in the standard size, from the mid-20s to the mid-40s, so most people don't need to switch out hip belts. But if you have an exceptionally narrow or wide waist, having that option is very important, especially for long-term hiking. Good pack designs allow you to do micro-adjustments with a shoulder harness, hip belt, the sternum straps, and the load lifters to position the weight of the load efficiently for maximum comfort and safety. On some packs, the shoulder harness can be repositioned to provide a better fit, which is great if you have an in-between torso length, not quite small or almost a large. Load lifter straps are stitched to the top of the shoulder straps connecting to the top of the pack frame. Kept snug, they prevent the upper portion of the pack from pulling away from your body and causing the pack to sag on your lumbar region. Stabilizer straps found on the side of the hip belt connect the belt to the lower region of the backpack, keeping it close to your body for added balance. And the sternum strap is the chest-high strap that allows you to connect your shoulder straps, which also increases your stability and prevents the pack from shifting abruptly when you're traveling over uneven terrain. Women-specific packs are designed to conform to the female frame. Torso dimensions are generally shorter and narrower than men's packs, and the hip belts and shoulder straps are contoured with the female form in mind. Oh yeah. Women's backpacks with their smaller frame sizes often work well for young backpackers of either gender as well. A few other features to consider are lids that detach and double as day packs, and kangaroo pouches on the outside of packs with drainage holes. If you have to pack a tent with a wet rain fly, then you can stuff the fly in one of those pouches to drain and dry out as you hike for the day. Some packs are made with pivoting hip belts and shoulder harnesses that extend your range of motion. These help fit a variety of different people's bone structures and natural body movements. Packs built with a roll top instead of a lid allow for much larger entry into the pack, and some packs do allow for front entry into the main compartment through a zipper. It's pretty convenient for getting something that's at the bottom of your pack without having to take everything else out first. And you can't have too many compression straps or latch points on the exterior of the bag for attaching extra gear. And of course, you'll need to stay hydrated, and having a reservoir-compatible pack will allow you to drink water without stopping or removing your pack. Pack covers, another great essential. They're lightweight, waterproof covers that can be placed over your bag if you get caught in bad weather. Pack covers are not standard issue with most backpacks, so be sure to check to see if one is included with your pack. Otherwise, check the manufacturer's website for one that's specially designed for your new pack.